Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
And for the second night in a row, spoiled little millennials are taking to the streets around America to whine, bitch, and moan about the fact that their team lost. Headlines. Chad doesn't care. Trump Towers and everywhere else, there may be a Trump sign or spoiled millennials currently being picketed in front of because he is, to all of them, the Antichrist. They are worried about what may come, not what is reality. Man, the imagination on these kids. You know, this is what happens when you give trophies to everybody. Your team never lost as a kid because it was never important to win, right? It was never important to win, and you were always told you were special, and at the end of the day, you got a trophy regardless of how you actually did. Then you wanted to win something, and you never, ever, ever, ever thought in your mind that you could lose, and then you lost, and now you're grieving, and you're pissed, and you're angry. You don't even know what you're angry about. And you're going to take to the streets and you're going to throw a fit and you're going to be bitchy and you're going to be whiny and you're going to be moany because that's what you know how to do. You're not here to solve problems. You're here to try to bully people into situations. I have news for you. He's not going anywhere. He's not leaving. He's not waking up tomorrow morning and go, damn, I forgot I am an idiot and a sadistic machismo, sexist, homophobic racist who needs to leave and check myself into some place that can take care of me and help me get on a more fluffier, snowflake-like world. Call Hillary up. Mike Pence and I are going off to get reprogrammed. It ain't happening. It isn't. And can I just say, selfish is the word I use when I see these kids. Selfish. You're out there for one particular thing. You. You feel you were robbed. You feel you were wronged. You feel like somehow he's done something personally to you, so you need to be loud and boisterous, disruptive and angry. The only thing that unites you is the thing you think divides you, which is Trump. You care nothing about how the system worked, meaning he knew what he had to do to win, and he focused on it, and he got the Electoral College on his side, and he won. No. You care nothing, though, that even though she got the popular vote, it wasn't like she won by 10 million voters. She won by a couple hundred thousand. And by the time everything's tabulated up, it may be a half a million. It may be 100,000. You care nothing about the person next to you's plight because you have your own plight. There may be 5,000 of you protesting, but 4,900 of you are there for a different reason. The only thing you can agree on is you don't like this cat. That's it. That's the only thing you guys can agree on. And the other thing is you have zero outcome here for a win. Meaning the outcome that you guys don't even know what you want. You're all there to bitch, whine, and moan. And some of you are there to laugh. Some of you, you know, I lied about what I would go out there for earlier. I said I would. There's very little things in life that I would march for. In fact, I could probably count them on zero hands. But I said, look, if I was a 20-something out there, I'd probably be out there trying to pick up girls. That'd be about it. That's it. That's it. These people are protesting, whining, bitching, and moaning. They don't even know why they're upset. They don't, because their entire lives they've been told how special they are. Their entire lives they've always got a trophy. Their entire lives they think this, that. And you know what? There are some of them out there who feel they have legitimate gripes and who are there because they're going to protest everything that they feel. But by and large, most of these people out there are on a selfish reason. They post stuff. Look at me. Look how hurt I am. They're the same people that post pictures of dead celebrities because they want not so much to honor the celebrity, but for people to go, oh, that person's sad because that celebrity died who they never met. It's a look at me generation. And this is a giant look at me. This isn't a giant F you to the man. This is a giant look at me. I've been wronged. I've been hurt. I can't function. They're holding... They have grief counselors on campuses in some places. Grief counselors for an election you didn't win. I saw a picture a little while ago of Hillary Clinton. She was walking in the upstate New York today, and a lady was walking by with a baby and Chappaqua out there, and they took a picture together. Hillary looked like, you know what she looked like? She looked refreshed, and she looked like, you know what? Life moves on. I got it pretty damn good. I gave it a college try. I'm not going to fight it anymore. It's time for me to move on because I'm a grown-up. That's a tough lady right there. I can respect that. I don't respect this. You want to march because there's a real cause and a reason? Do it. You want to march for the betterment of mankind? Do it. You want to march to feed the world, not for anti-hunger? Do it. Marching in negativity doesn't get you anywhere. You know, Mother Teresa was very much a person who was about positivity and things. And she said, if you ever invite me to an anti-hunger rally, I will never show up. But if you invite me to a pro-feed the world rally, I'll be there. Meaning, if you show up in negative numbers, this is what you get. And there are lots of numbers, and they're all negative. And they don't know why they're negative, because it's a feeling they've never had before. But to think that people are taking this to the point where grief counselors are on campus and schools gonna, you know, we're canceling classes and we're making sure that you can put off taking your midterms or your test or this, that, and the other. The insanity of it all. How are you gonna function in life? That's a question I want to know. How do you function in life if this is what is thrown at you and your way to handle it is to lose it? To absolutely lose it. Donald Trump is president of the United States of America on January 20th. Currently, he is president-elect. Between now and then, you can cry, you can whine, you can write letters, you can do all of those things. And it's not going to change a damn thing. You can burn the likeness of Donald Trump in effigy every day. You can get on Facebook and social media and decry what a horrible human being he is. You can tell sad stories and pull at the heartstrings of everything and everybody out there to try to get somebody to come up with some magical idea of the way that you can take away this horrible nightmare that is Donald Trump. But it's not going to happen. And before you decide that this is a nightmare and not a dream, why don't you let the scenario play out? Because it's going to. Because we may look up in 6 months and say, I didn't see that coming. We may look up in 6 months and go, wow, he's a person who really loves America. And while his ideology may be different, he's making an effort and he's changing some things that may be for the better. We may look up in 6 months and say, wow, this guy's an idiot. But what you can't do is go, I've decided what this is going to be like and how it's going to go, and that's why I'm here tonight to protest. And for all of you people out there who are so upset, I was compelled today to put together a public service announcement because, quite frankly, I feel bad that you feel bad. Take a listen.
This is a public service announcement. The world, as you know it, has not come to an end. America is still here and will still be here for a long time. The fact that you are so terrified by the election of a man shows me that you are in dire need of help. So to that end, we offer you a one-time offer to move to Pretendlandia, a place where unicorns roam free. Everywhere is a safe space from anything that is not a shared opinion of yours, and where we all live together in peace, harmony, happiness, and where you have everything free, from college to healthcare and even housing. Not.
Welcome to the next 4 years of your life, bitches, where you have to work, pay taxes, and realize that you lost and crying won't help. So deal with it. This has been a public service announcement.
If you're sad, if you're lonely, if you feel like that, realize that the future's coming whether you like it or not. So why don't you just give it a chance and see what happens? All right? Or you could just go in the corner and cry. Either way, I sleep fine at night, even though it's only 3 hours. You know what I don't see out of there? I don't see a lot of employees out there. I see a lot of whiners, but not employees. You want a good employee, where are you going to go? You're looking around going, man, I don't know where to get a good employee. I'm looking everywhere. You can look under. I'm looking under a rock. I'm looking over here. I'm calling outside. Employee, where are you? And there's no employees. Especially a good employee. Oh, you may get somebody. But, like, ugh. But you want to find that right candidate for that job you had, and you're busy. How about this? You don't want to post your job to just one place. You want to find the perfect hire. You're going to have to post your job to all the top sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus sites with one click, including great social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. Boom, away it goes. You're going to find candidates in any city? Yes. The right kind of candidates. In any industry? Yes. Nationwide? Yes. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And that's important because you are busy. You don't have time to be juggling emails and phone calls to your office. You want to quickly screen candidates. You want to rate them and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post to ZipRecruiter for free. So if you've got a job, the Chad Benson Show listeners, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/report and post that job for free. All right? ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time for the Chad Benson Show listeners. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
I'm looking at this. People magazine has Donald Trump on the cover of their magazine that hits newsstands here in the next day. And now celebrities and other people are calling for the boycott of People magazine for putting him on the cover. Is this what we've this is it? Like, this is what we've become now? I don't like what you have on the cover of your magazine, even though it may be newsworthy. So I'm not going to what? I'm not going to read your magazine anymore. Are we going to do this now with news? So something good happens to somebody we don't like. We say, if you report that, we're going to make sure that everybody boycotts your paper because we feel that we should control it all. It's amazing. It really is. I'm watching these people out there. And let me tell you, I think somebody is going to get tased, bro, which I will be okay with because it is kind of funny. Isn't it kind of funny, Producer Phil, when people hit the ground when they're tased?
I love it.
Can I say, if you're going to protest, nothing in the world, I mean nothing in the world, will lose you more sympathy in the world of protesting than screwing with people's commutes. You haven't worked all day because you're a millennial or you're whatever and you don't got no job or your job is a barista somewhere and you got off early and you're going to go hang out with your friends at night and you're going to go bitch, whine, and moan because you think everything in the world should be free to you. And people who are coming home for work who may be sympathetic to your cause will flip around when you start to ruin their commute. Case in point, last night, the 101 in Los Angeles. The minute you slow my commute down, you have pissed me off. I always joke that I just run him over. And if they say, why did you do that? I said, well, why are there people walking on the freeway? They shouldn't be here. If my car showed up in your bedroom, I understand that you should be pissed. You showed up on my freeway. Why should I be pissed? Because you showed up on my freeway. All right? That's why. This, you know, the people that scream the tolerance, right? These are all the tolerant people. Every one of these people you see here, they're not Republicans. They're not right-leaning in any way, shape, or form. They're, I don't even know if many of them are Democrats. They're more anarchist and liberal progressives. And I will tell you this right now. These are the people that would look in my face and tell me how intolerant I am for any of this stuff. They'll tell me how bad I am and how hate is wrong. Yet at the same time, they're intolerant, they're closed-minded, and they're full of hate. They just think their hate is the good kind of hate because they hate hate. And they see you as hate. They don't see you as a human being has an open mind. They see you as hate itself. That's what it is. The intolerant are rarely tolerant. Opinions matter only to them. They are usually closed-minded because they live in a bubble where they've never really truly been around. Diversity isn't just skin color, people. It's people with different ideas. It's people who think differently than the way that you think. It's not just because somebody's gay. It's not just because somebody's black or white. Diversity is a lot of things. You have to get outside your shell in life. When you surround yourself with only right-thinking or left-thinking people, that's not diversity. No matter what color somebody's skin is, get around different thought to find out what diversity's about. That's close-mindedness, which is the reason we have division the way we do. Because we don't care to take time to hear other sides of stories. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text us, 323-538-2423. I'm going to talk about athletes and the bad things they do. Why do they? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We're monitoring the situation where idiots, fools, and selfish people are taking to the streets with signs that say, destroy hate, F Trump, and things of that nature. We'll be monitoring throughout the evening. Not that it really matters. Baltimore, Philadelphia, and I'm sure many other West Coast cities will join in along the way.
Hey, Chad.
All of which, yes?
How can you say destroy hate and F Trump in the same sentence?
That's the thing that...
I'm puzzled.
That's the whole... The point is, I have to fight hate. I have to fight hate by hating you because you were hate. That's what Trump is. The way they look at Trump is, he is hate, so they can hate Trump. And the best way to fight hate is through other hate. Not trying to understand, okay, let's get into the minds of Trump. Let's find out what Trump's really about. Maybe he's not as bad as we think. Maybe he's worse than we think. We don't know. Let's get into it. So the best way to do this, because this is what we do, right? And this goes along the way in everything we do in life. A perfect example is, I always tell people, when you see people who are scared of other people, whether it's race or whether it's looks or whether it's whatever it is, it's because they lack the knowledge. They are scared of what they do not know. This is no different. The fear that these kids have and that these young adults have, it's a fear of the unknown. And that's the thing that scares us all, right? The unknown. We're all afraid of the unknown. Over time, though, you learn to adjust to it. And over time, after being through numerous things, you realize that the unknown is not something to be afraid of, because on the other end of it could be something amazing. And more often than not, it's never as bad as we think. And usually it's better. Every once in a while, it may be worse, or it may be what we think, but very rarely. So rather than try to figure out Trump, rather than say, I don't know what he's about, but I want to know. So I'm going to give him a chance and we'll figure it out. You know, somebody asked me today, you know, all these people, you need to tell all these people, you need to tell them that, you know, that Trump is this and Trump is that. And I said, no, I don't need to tell them that. Let me tell you something. The one thing Trump has to do, and if he wants to get rid of all this kind of anger and this angst and this hate storm, there's going to be actions. Actions speak louder than words. He is going to have to, and his words have been loud, and they've been boisterous, and they have been divisive, and at times there's been a tinge of racism and sexism inside of there, but he is going to have to, have action to break through of this. Action that shows the people that he cares about America. Action that shows the people that he's not as bad as they think. Action that shows them that he's truly the president of all of us, not just the ones that voted for him. But their fear is irrational, the same way people who are afraid of black people or afraid of immigrants or afraid of people who are gay or afraid of people who are Muslims or you know, whatever it is. It's because it's a fear of the unknown. I don't know it. I don't understand it. So I fear it and I gotta hate it. That's what it is. But you can't fight the hate, they always say, with hate. Look, if a year or two from now he's deported everybody, he's locked everybody down, he treats immigrants and that are here legally horrible, he treats African Americans and other people of color horribly, he treats the LGBT community horribly, he treats women horribly, I'm going to be the loudest SOB you've ever heard, and I won't be on the Trump train. I'll be figuring out how I can derail it. But I don't think that's going to happen. In fact, I'll go on record right now saying that isn't going to happen. But it's a fear of the unknown. So we fear what we do not know. It's been that way forever. It'll be that way always and forever. If aliens came down today, our first response would be what? We would fear them. We'd get our weapons ready. Look, it's understandable, right? We wouldn't know. They could be here to harvest us. Right? They may come and they're here to harvest us. And they could be looking around going, we need the gingers. And I'm like, oh my God, I've got red hair. I'm a ginger. But they may come down here and they go, hey guys, how's that alphabet working out that we gave you all those many, many, many years ago? Hey guys, how's that math we gave you many, many years ago? How's those languages working out for you? We still know. We fear what we do not know. Why do we fear death? The thing that ultimately is the biggest fear for every human being on earth. Why do we fear death? Because we don't know. People of faith believe they're going to heaven. Other people think we're going to come back as something. Other people think we just gone and that's it. But in truth, all of us fear death because there's a question mark there. We don't know. That's what it is. It's the fear of the unknown. And like everything else, how many times in life have you worked yourself up in so many ways because something was coming up, whether you were giving a big speech, whether it was your mom and dad wanted to talk to you, whatever it was, your boss wants to talk to you, you know, the girlfriend, your husband, your wife, whatever. You worked yourself up into a massive panic. Only to find out that it was mom and dad wanted to give you a car because you've been doing so good at school. Your wife wanted to tell you she was pregnant. Your husband wanted to tell you that he got a job promotion and that he is taking you on a trip somewhere. Whatever it was. Yes, every once in a while there'll be bad news. But we work ourselves up into a frenzy. And even when it's not like the best news, it's rarely as bad as you make it in your mind. You think you, oh my God, I got suspended for a day in school. Mom and Dad are going to kill me. And you work it up in your mind. And you get home at school and Mom and Dad's like, you're on restriction for the weekend. But in your mind, you're on restriction for the rest of your life. That's all that's happening with these people. That is. We just need to sit back and relax and enjoy what we're seeing because it's funny. Eventually, they'll dissipate and eventually it'll be boring and eventually they'll realize they're not going to win. But try to understand, instead of fearing them or making fun of them or laughing at them, which it's easy to do because it is, the F Trump, let's destroy hate kind of stuff makes you laugh. But also try to understand them just a little bit. That's what I always try to do. My whole thing is, I'm as open-minded as you're really going to get. I am as open-minded individual as you're going to get. You listen to my show, you know that I'm here. Not only do I love what I do, and I'm blessed to do what I do, I bust my ass. Anthony and I are here early. Phil and I, I'm blessed to work with all these guys. And the thing is, I get to broadcast you, and I try to keep the open mind as possible. As possible as I possibly can, because I want to know every story and I want to know every angle from every story and every subject we're going to touch, because I want to give you all the facts. Because if you're going to think about something and you're going to take what I say as truth, or you're going to take what I say and tell somebody, I want you to be armed with all the facts. So at least you can make up your mind. You don't have to agree with me, but I want you to make up your mind from a situation of having all of the facts. No matter what it is. And to me, that's important, having these kind of open minds and being able to listen to people. I get so many text messages. I get text messages tonight where people are gloating about the win. And I say, you know what? Nobody likes this. Nobody likes this. Somebody's going to do that. Nobody likes it in your face. I mean, I understand that there's some gloating, and I get that. Because you've been told you're a racist and you're a pig and you're going to lose and you're homophobic, you're sexist and all these kind of things for months and months and months and months. And you have a day where you can laugh, and then you move on with your life. And seeing these kids, look, we've got to learn to be open-minded. We've got to learn, when I said it earlier, I meant it. Diversity isn't just the color of your skin. Diversity is having people around you who literally live in a different world. And by that, I mean, they're conservative while you're liberal. They're liberal while you're conservative. You're a Christian, they're a Muslim. You're a Hindu, they're an atheist. People who come from all walks of life that are completely different. That's diversity. It's not just sexuality. It's not just skin color. It's different thoughts that make up the diversity. And those things are so important. And we forget that because we're all caught in this groupthink, because conservatives hang with conservatives and liberals hang with liberals. And very rarely do we cross paths. And when we do, it's a lot of time we're full of angst and we're full of anger and we're not really kind to each other. And that's where we need to be more open-minded, more caring, and more real. Because the more that we do that, the more we know. And the more that we know, the better we'll be for each other. We won't always have to agree, and many times we'll never agree, but it doesn't mean that we can't understand, and it doesn't mean we should be enemies. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I want to get to this New Zealand rugby, Harvard soccer thing. And talk about sports, athletes, sexism, locker room talk, because there's an element that's been left out here, and I think it may be the most important element of all. Chad Benson Show. I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it,
wrap it up. I'll take it. You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
I love sports. Over the last year, not just here, but around the world, sports has come under a lot of criticism and scrutiny for the way that men have treated women, talked about women, things that have happened. You know, it started many, many moons ago and has continued on. The NFL has an appalling record with domestic violence and sexism. This past week, Harvard soccer finally found something that had been lingering out there for over 4 years, but it was finally reported on, and they suspended the Harvard soccer team, a team that was on its way to maybe playing for a national championship. You've got what happened at Baylor, Art Briles, their coach being fired, and even around the world, places like New Zealand, where the All Blacks, which is the name of their rugby team, was this past year and just embroiled in machismo and sexism and all kinds of stuff. And we always want to blame the sport, right? We always blame the sport as it's about machismo, it's about a culture, it's about a lot of those things. But something that's always overlooked, and it frustrates the hell out of me, is parenting. Parenting. You see, I look at what takes place in a lot of these things, and I think to myself, what were you like growing up? What was mom and dad like growing up? Was dad not around? Was mom not around? You learn respect at home. That's where you learn it. You learn your values from your parents and the peers and the people around you, but you learn respect at home. And if you raise your kid right, not saying every kid's going to turn out perfect, no matter how good you try, no matter how much love you give, no matter how many opportunities you hand somebody, there will always be somebody who fails and who is a rotten egg. And the opposite is true, where no matter how bad a kid has it, some kid will fight through these things. Some kids will grow, and no matter how bad they've had it, they'll take the lessons they learned and they'll turn it from a negative to a positive. But by and large, parenting plays a huge issue. So when I see things that happen on campuses and I hear stories about pro athletes and this, that, and the other, and I think to myself, what were your parents like? Because that's important. You see, my mom and dad, I was raised by a strong woman and a woman who loved me. My aunt was a huge, 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 huge influence in my life. And so was my mother. My aunt did a lot of raising of me. And my mother sacrificed because my dad was never around and barely handled any of the business when he did. And he died young, and he died when I was young. And my mother had to go back to school. She did a lot of different things. So I got my work ethic from her. But she taught me so many things. And she raised me, as did my grandmother and my aunt, in a way where there was respect for other people, for other people's properties, for human beings. If you're not raised right, you can see how some of this stuff goes south. And we always look at the athlete, and we look at the, he's a spoiled athlete, or he got this and he got that. And that maybe plays true in the punishment side of things, right? That may play true in the Brock Turner cases or some of these other things where people get lenient. That's the punishment side. It's what took him to that place where he's being punished. Where we forget, how were you raised? Did your mother have zero respect for herself? Did your dad treat people horribly? How is it so you have no respect for yourself or for women or for other people? People say, well, what about peer pressure? If you raise a child, I think, to be strong, if you raise a child right, and peer pressure is real. Let's be real. Peer pressure is real. But if you raise somebody to be a strong, independent thinker and a person who's got strength in themselves, then peer pressure shouldn't come into to play in these things. Parenting is so important. I'm raising a 6-year-old child. Well, Jack's mom and I are not together. We're raising a child, and our goal is to raise a young little boy to a young little man to a grown man, because he's eventually going to be out there, and I want him to be the best young man and man that he possibly can be and have the values that not only I instill, but his mother instills and family and friends instills, the people that I want him to do the best he can to emulate them in the way they think. Parenting plays a huge part in this. And we often forget that because we're so quick to blame the athlete culture and this, that, and the other. What about the culture of parenting at home? Because the kid just didn't show up one day and said, I'm going to grab some girl's ass. Somewhere along the line, it started to go south, and he started to believe those things were okay. And nobody was there to tell him, that is not the way you act. That is not what you do. That is not how you should behave and conduct yourself. We often forget that because we're so hyper-focused on blaming something when the root of the problem often comes long before that person gets into a situation where it becomes a problem. It's built up over time. Stop focusing on the things like sports is the reason that guys are this way. Guys are that way because, hey, they got to that point along the way because somewhere out there, nobody was showing them that there was respect that you have to have for other human beings. And that stuff starts at home. And we forget that. But maybe we shouldn't. Solid fun show today. Still watching the Trump supporters do what they... Oh, wait, they're not out. Is it the Hillary? Well, they're not really Hillary. Is it the Bernie? Well, he's not... Who are these people? Well, whoever they are, they're across the country. I've seen it in Baltimore. I've seen it tonight in Philadelphia. They're back out there in Portland. I'm sure there'll be some in Los Angeles, Seattle. I'm sure Chicago again tonight. Who knows what they'll do?
I think they're Harambe supporters.
They're Harambe supporters. Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. Solid fun show. Friday, movie day tomorrow. Going to be a lot of fun, kids. Talk movies with Scott Cardi. He'll be joining us. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text us always, 365-247. Simple as this. Number is 323. Oh, yeah? 538-2423. For Anthony, for John, for my man Phil, have yourself a wonderful rest of your night. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.